Coming up on Encouragement Live are phrases like cleanliness is next to godliness found in the Bible. What does the scripture say about our talk? Sat7 President Dr. Rex Rogers joins us to explore this on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. And one of the most practical life issues is how we use our tongues. We're going to talk about that tonight, as well as look at some phrases from Scripture that may or may not be in the Bible, or we think they're in the Scripture, but they may not be. And we'll invite you to call us and raise those questions. I mentioned one of them at the beginning of the program. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Maybe you have a phrase you think is in the Bible. You'd like to call us and say, what about that phrase? And a person who will help me answer those questions, Dr. Rex Rogers, back with us again. Rex is the president of Sat7, and he is also the author of a number of books, including Christian Liberty, Living for God and a Changing Culture, and Gambling, Don't Bet on It. He's also working on a number of e-books, one of which is Be One of God's Unlikely Leaders. Rex, it's always great to have you on the broadcast.
Thanks, Don. Glad to be back.
Looking forward to this discussion. You've suggested that we talk about it. And Scripture has a lot to say about how we use our tongues, does it not?
Absolutely. Of course, the primary passage is James chapter 3.
Yes.
When it says no human being can tame the tongue and warns us about how powerful it is. But there's a lot of other scripture about our speech.
Yeah, maybe we could jump into James 3 for just a minute. He uses a couple of good illustrations, like a bit in the mouth of a horse and the steering rudder of a ship. Those are relatively small, but they have an incredible influence. And I think about the words that we say. And the fact of the matter is, Rex, when we've said it, we cannot unsay it, can we?
No, and that I'm looking at that passage right now. He also refers, James the writer also refers to how a small spark can create a big forest fire and compares our tongue in terms of its power to that. And says we can tame animals and birds and reptiles and all kinds of things, but we can't tame the tongue. And it's a restless evil, he calls it.
Yeah, filled with deadly poison. And he talks about how we praise God on the one hand, use the same voice to curse men who are made in God's image. Maybe tonight you've been struggling with using the tongue. You just can't seem to get a handle on it. We'd love to talk with you about it and pray with you about it. We don't have all the answers on that, but the bottom line is God's Word does. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. A couple of prayer requests tonight. Pray for Brad Smith, who's a member of our team, going through some difficult challenges right now. And my good friend Bill Mann back in Alabama going through some health challenges, had some major surgery just the other day. I talked to his son today. Pray for those individuals, if you will. And thank you for praying for our ministry and for the ministry of Sat7. If you'd like to learn more about what Dr. Rex Rogers and his team are doing, reaching into the Middle East and North Africa to present the good news of Jesus Christ and provide encouragement and hope and help for people there through satellite television and the internet, go to sat7usa.org. And if you'd like to give us a call tonight, maybe you have a saying that you don't know for sure if it's in the Bible or not, give us a call. Maybe you'll stump us. We'd love to hear from you. 855-586-5433. Dr. Rex Rogers with me on Encouragement Live, and we will continue our discussion after this. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org, thestoryofscripture.org.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessings. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at mymlcti.com, providing training and support to volunteers who uplift broken hearts.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
There is much in Scripture about our use of the tongue, and that's what we're talking about tonight on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me. He is the president of SAT7. Their web address, sat7usa.org. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. Rex, we mentioned James 3, the verses 3 through 10 of that chapter, giving us a great foundation for using the tongue. But we could go back to the Old Testament and to some references in the New Testament. Walk us through some of the statements that we find about using our tongue in Scripture.
Key passages in the book of Psalms, it says, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips."
Hmm.
Recognizing that at any moment we can say something that's improper or dishonoring to God or to others. In the New Testament, of course, it talks more specifically about unwholesome talk or obscenity, even foolish kind of coarse joking. And in Colossians, says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt." And I have to admit that my conversation hasn't always been full of grace, and I wish that it were. And that's something I have to work on every day.
I think that's something all of us have to work on, Rex. Thank you for your candor on that. And for me as well, it's something I work on. And the seasoned with salt seems to me salt is a preservative, and salt also adds flavor. There really is kind of a multifaceted emphasis when Paul wrote, "Let your words be filled with grace and seasoned with salt." And then he goes on to say in that verse, "so that you may know how to answer everyone." I think of a verse in Psalms, and I can't think of the specific reference, but it says, "While I was musing, the fire burned." And it seems to me the implication there is that to speak quickly sometimes, especially when the fire is burning, maybe we're upset about something, can certainly put us in a bad position. Talk about that, if you will.
Well, there are passages of Scripture that you know that when we don't know what to say, that says that the Holy Spirit will speak through and for us.
Yes.
To us, I often pray that when I get on a platform or podium to speak, Lord, it used, you know, your words, not mine, speak through me. And then there is the passage in 1 Peter where it talks about be ready always to give an answer of the hope that we have in it. And that goes back to our speech and our ability, like the Apostle Paul, to interact with anybody that he met. He went first to the Jews in the synagogue. That's who he was. And then he went out in the marketplace and met the Gentiles, the Greeks, as they called them back then, and anybody that was there. He talked to anybody and everybody about who Jesus Christ is.
And tonight, if you have questions about the Lord Jesus Christ and whether or not you have personally connected with him as your Lord and Savior, Rex and I would love to talk with you about that and to answer biblical questions about how you can be sure that you've trusted Christ. In the day and time in which we're living, that's such a critical thing. And you give us a call at 855-586-5433. So does the Bible tell us that cleanliness is next to godliness, or is that just an old saying of common sense? American English is loaded with common everyday sayings and idioms and maxims and colloquialisms. We're going to talk about some that are biblical and some not. Call us at 855-586-LIFE, and we'll continue with Encouragement Live.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Back with you on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me on the program. We're talking about the use of the tongue. We'll talk about maybe some things and times and circumstances in which we shouldn't talk. That music in the background produced by Brad Smithart, I mentioned earlier, he is in need of your prayers because of some health challenges. And if you'd like to Google Brad Smithart, you can download that music and a number of other cuts of music that Brad has produced. And Rex, I think it would certainly be appropriate for us to mention this as Memorial Day weekend, a weekend when we celebrate those who have given their lives in service to our country. And there are many of those and their families. We do want to salute them.
Absolutely. I certainly joined you in that. And we're at a time, I think, in our country where we need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, no question about that. And certainly to pray for those who are serving overseas. There are men stationed in places where their lives could be very easily in danger. It's interesting, last weekend we were away and our program was on pre-recorded. And I have a grandson who's stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. He is a medical person. And we had dinner with him on Sunday evening last week. And stopped off at near Fort Riley and met him there. And we raised the question with him, is there a possibility that you could be shipped out? And he said, yes. He said, they're talking about shipping my unit to Eastern Europe. And obviously, right now, we don't have any people that are located in Ukraine, but there are a lot of soldiers located near there. And that's a very unstable part of the world, as is the Middle East, right?
Absolutely. We've got two of our sons in military and one grandson, and we're grateful for each of them and grateful for my wife's father, who was a Marine on Guadalcanal, came home a war hero. My dad in the Korean War, served during the Korean War. He didn't serve, you know, in combat. But you appreciate that every Memorial Day. These Memorial Day recognizes the men and women who didn't come home.
Yes.
You know, and we have Veterans Day, and we have other ways of recognizing those who are here. But Memorial Day is to remember.
Yes.
That someone gave the last measure and the greatest sacrifice for our freedom, and we're grateful.
We're grateful for each of those. Interesting, your wife's dad, my dad was in the Marine Corps, World War II, in the Black Sheep Squadron. And I had an uncle who served in Guadalcanal. And Dad, of course, served with Colonel Pappy Boyington in that squadron, and they have been notarized with movies and television and all of that. And I've done a recording with my dad of some of his adventures years there and have given that out to family members, children, grandchildren. And I have a suspicion, Rex, that you've probably done that with maybe with your father, your father-in-law, and passed some of that along.
We did when we could. You know, some of those fellas were pretty reticent. They didn't see themselves as heroes, as you know.
Right.
They just were doing their job. And now we've lost them, or they're with the Lord. We haven't lost them, but they're not with us anymore.
Right.
So time moves on that way, too.
It does. And my parents, my father-in-law, rather, was in the Army, U.S. Army, was a sniper. And my dad, of course, serving in the Marines, we are thankful for their service. Neither of them gave their lives on the battlefield, but nonetheless, there are many who did. We're talking about our tongue, using our tongues tonight in a way to glorify God. And I think, Rex, of some of the things that we're told that we ought not to do, Proverbs 16:28 says, a whisperer separates the best of friends. Boy, if your words will damage a relationship or a friendship, the best thing you could do there is not say it. And certainly there's a lot in Scripture about using our mouths about gossip, correct?
There is, and it's found their way into our educational system, into our culture, into our legal system. And I wanted to say this because I think people are forgetting this. There was a time, it's changed in my lifetime, a time 50 years or more ago where every family had a King James Bible. That doesn't mean they necessarily were Christians or that they'd read it all, but they knew something about it and what was in it. They'd grown up with some kind of exposure. And that was true clear back to colonial times in our country.
Right.
And consequently, our language is just loaded with, as you said, idioms and phrases and things that are drawn from directly from Scripture or, as you mentioned, they're common sense based on scriptural principle.
Yeah, and cleanliness is next to godliness. That's one that you and I both have heard many times. I can remember hearing that when I was in school, and my teachers quoted it like ex cathedra from Scripture, but but it wasn't. And,
no.
One of those.
Had just about as much authority coming from that teacher, though.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It did have a lot of that. Let's talk about some additional phrases often attributed to the Bible that are not found in Scripture. You've put together, compiled a list of some of those.
Oh, there's lots of them. One of them is, you know, God helps those who helps themselves.
Yeah.
Now, in Scripture, we can find out that God is our helper. He does help us. He does engage with us. He wants us to engage with him. But there's not this conditional statement that God helps those who helps themselves. That's, you know, something that we've made up as an extension.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener on the other side, or... sometimes we refer to the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Well, there's really not a list of seven deadly sins in Scripture. There's Ten Commandments.
Right.
Okay? And there are plenty of lists of other sins, but, you know, there's a phrase. Heaven gained another angel. That's one I think is, you have to really be careful.
Yeah.
We try to be compassionate for someone that has lost a loved one. And we believe that person is in heaven. I mentioned my father and my father-in-law, but they don't become angels.
Right.
And yet that's a phrase that you can hear even in old movies, you know, heaven gained another angel.
Yeah, and sometimes even in funeral services by pastors who ought to know better. And obviously, if you're in preaching someone's funeral, and you've done this, I've done this many times, it's the greatest opportunity in the world to share the gospel because everybody there is aware that the Bible says it's appointed to men once to die. And one of these days, mm-hmm. your time will come and you need to be ready and trust Christ. But actually, the angels desire to look into the things of salvation according to Hebrews. So obviously, if we're going to become an angel in heaven, we'd be something a little less. Now, would a phrase like God helps those who help themselves be harmless? Would those phrases be harmless, or is there a hazard we need to be aware of?
Well, I think it depends on how they're applied. You know, sometimes common sayings that are thought to be in the Bible actually can mislead people. Like, you know, we're all God's children.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean by that? We're all God's creation. We're all made in his image, but unless you've accepted Christ, and you've become a believer, then you're not considered a child of God as it's described in the New Testament. Or another phrase like, well, the devil made me do it. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
And well, wait a minute. The devil is there. He tempts us. He tempted the Lord. But he can't make us do anything. We make the choices and we're responsible.
Very good point to make. I used to call that the theology of Flip Wilson, one of the old-time comedians.
Yeah, made a lot of money with that.
He did make a lot of money with that phrase, and that's one of those. Now, here's one that I hear frequently, and you've probably heard this one frequently, too. Money is the root of all evil.
Oh, yeah. And again, you hear that in movies. As you know, the scripture doesn't actually say that. What the scripture says is the love of money can lead to all kinds of evil.
Yes.
It's not necessarily the root of evil, but it can lead to evil. It's the love of money. Because money can, if we love money, we end up with jealousy and competition and stealing and cheating and lying. And a whole list of seven deadly sins and more.
Yeah, and I think about, we talked about the seven deadly sins, that list not being in the Bible. My mother, though, used to quote the Proverbs that said, six things doth the Lord hate, seven are an abomination to him. And I can hear her today saying, a proud look, a lying tongue, feet that run swiftly to shed innocent blood. She would hit me over the head with that one quite frequently. And I never really understood.
That could be where that phrase came from. And when we're saying some of these phrases, I like what you said about some of them are just common sense. They're not necessarily unbiblical. Some of them are, like heaven gained another angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some of them are just extensions of application of scripture. But they're not actually scripture. We have to be careful about that.
Here's another thing that we need to not say. This is from Proverbs 16:27. If your words will damage someone else's reputation, it says an ungodly man digs up evil and it's on his lips like a burning fire. Boy, and you and I have seen this even in Christian ministries and organizations, Rex, where people have a tendency to want to put somebody down or to speak evil of a person. And that's something certainly not only displeasing to God, but harmful in the body of Christ.
Well, it is. I happened to talk to one of our grandsons who's now 20, and he's working one of his early first jobs, and he was talking about the difficulty he was having with bosses and how they were not pleasant people. And so we talked about what that means to work with, you know, with or for a person like that. And I told him about articles that I've read where even big time CEOs that make a lot of money and run huge corporations, when they fail, they don't usually fail because they don't know what they're doing in finances or product or sales. They fail because of interpersonal relations.
Yes.
And they break down in terms of how they treat people. And if they treat them miserably, then, of course, eventually there's going to be a pushback and they don't make it. Doesn't matter how much money they're making at that point. So it does. It's a reminder that our character is what matters out there.
Yeah. I've known of people, and I know you have too, who wound up losing excellent jobs, jobs of responsibility, jobs in the C-suite in corporations, just because of the way they spoke to other people and the way they treated people, especially people that reported to them, and what a danger that is. Now, there are some sayings, again, that people think are not in the Bible but are actually scriptural. You've probably come up with some of those that people think are not in the scripture but in reality are.
Yeah, these are kind of fun. First one's, I'm as old as Methuselah. I'm getting there, you know.
Yeah, right.
I've got 900 years to go to catch him, but still, yeah. I'm as old as Methuselah. That's right there in the scripture.
By the way,
now,
go ahead.
Well, this one, I did my advanced degrees in political science.
Okay.
And consequently, you read about government, you read about history, and whenever this phrase was quoted, a house divided against itself cannot stand, which is right out of the book of Luke.
Yes.
The book I was reading would always say, Abraham Lincoln said this.
Yeah.
Well, Abraham Lincoln did say that, but he got it out of the Bible.
He quoted scripture, yeah. And in fact, on a number of occasions, and you're a student of history, Lincoln quoted scripture from time to time. And
exactly.
That was one of the prominent places. We're going to come back and talk about some more of these. Maybe you have a comment or a question for our discussion tonight on the tongue, or maybe you'd like to salute somebody on this Memorial Day who gave his or her life in service to our country. Give us a call at 855-586-5433.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
With me tonight on the program, Dr. Rex Rogers, the president of SAT7. Their web address is sat7usa.org. And I would encourage you to investigate that website. Check out the things that they are doing in the Middle East and North Africa in several different languages and among different cultures and peoples, and reaching out through satellite television, which cannot be blocked, and also online with the internet with some live programming and opportunities for people to respond, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And that includes in Gaza, Rex, and in some other very troubled places in the world, Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran as well, correct?
Absolutely. Anywhere there's a satellite dish, people can get the feed, and it can't be blocked, and they get it in their own language, which is an incredible part of that, and they get it 24/7 for free. All they have to do is acquire the TV set, the satellite dish, which no matter what their level of poverty, they always do, because a TV set's a must-have appliance. You know, it's an endless source of entertainment and information and distraction sometimes.
Yes.
So they get it, and they can find Christian programming.
And that's, if you'd like to learn more, the website, sat7usa.org. But, Rex, you also have recently launched, I believe, a new app. Tell us about that.
We do, and you can get this on any of your phones. Actually, there's two different apps. The older one is called SAT7 Plus, P-L-U-S, and that is our actual programming that we put on air in the Middle East. So if you have an Arabic-speaking, Farsi-speaking, Turkish-speaking friend, they can get on there and get on-demand programming, and watch a whole variety of things in their language, in their home and heart language. And then the new one is one just called SAT-7 USA, and that's, of course, for us here. It's in English. It's only been out a month, and you can find more content, more videos, more stories, more testimonials of changed lives. We want to share more about what God's doing in the Middle East and North Africa.
Those are available iPhone and Android, and so that would give you the opportunity to learn a lot more about this ministry. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. And Mrs. Jones is our first caller tonight from Alabama. Thank you for calling us tonight. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Chalice. Yes, my first name is Chalice.
Chalice,
yes,
okay.
I will call for prayer. Yes.
Okay, we would love to pray for you. Tell us specifically how we can pray for you, Chalice.
I worked in the swimming pool for a man. Me and him were in his pool, but I got chemical burn on my leg, and I've been down over a year. And I'm on a special, a wound man, but his head healed one time, and somehow, some ways, it's flown back out. Yes.
Yes.
It's flown back out.
Well, sometimes those wounds have such a complex thing in terms of healing, and we're going to pray for you. Rex, it can be very discouraging when we've been through some serious illness or had an injury, as happened to Chalice, and we're in the process of healing, and then all of a sudden we're back down again. And you might have some words of encouragement for our brother at this time.
Well, I certainly would encourage him to rely on the Lord. He's your refuge and strength. He's the only one that can deliver you from anxiety, and he can give you a peace that does pass understanding, as the scripture says. I can attest to that. I've experienced that. When I have faced fears and concerns, especially with illness of loved ones, and God can heal too.
Yes, and we're going to pray for your healing. I want us to also pray for Rodney Love's wife. Rodney's a member of our team. His wife, Beth, had long COVID. And many people who've had long COVID have had significant complications after that, even when they have recovered. And Rex, would you lead us in prayer both for Chalice, for his healing, and also for Beth?
Father God, we thank you that we can come before you in prayer. We thank you that you hear our prayers and that you answer them. If we pray in faith, believing, we know that a fervent prayer is heard by you, hear it. And if we're righteous in our understanding and our commitment, that you answer. Lord, we know that you're the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the healer. We pray for Chalice, pray for Beth. We ask your direct intervention in their lives and their physical needs, along with their emotional and spiritual needs too, that you would bless them, that you would heal them, that you would point them in the direction you would have them to go, and raise them up, Lord, to be able to serve you today and serve you well. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Chalice, thank you for reaching out to us tonight. We will ask our Encouragement Live listening family to uphold you in prayer.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, my name is Chalice. Chalice. Yeah.
Chalice, we will ask him to pray for...
C-H-A-R-L-I-E.
Charlie. Okay, we've got it now. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Telephone connection was a little rough there, but you have clarified.
I knew it.
We appreciate it, Charlie. God bless you. Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. And Rex, sometimes those telephone connections aren't quite what we'd like them to be, but we're certainly grateful for folks that call in and share with us and give us the privilege of praying for them.
Yeah, I was leaning in to try and pick that up.
Yeah. And I want to encourage our listening family to pray for the team members of SAT-7. Maybe, Rex, there are some specific things that would be good for us to pray for your team for right now. Could you maybe share those with us, especially as we face this weekend? Maybe some of us have a little extra prayer time because of the Memorial Day holiday. And so let's just see if we can get a handle on that.
With our U.S. team, without listing all the specific things, we feel like we've been just sort of hit recently by a spate of rather serious physical needs. like some of the ones we've prayed for and mentioned here already. So the U.S. team, just pray for them in terms of physical challenges as God intervenes. And a couple of our staff lost parents recently. Mm. It's always difficult. Those of us have gone through it. It's never easy.
Right.
And then the international team, I would say there, the challenge is finding, recruiting new people who know the Lord, who have the professional talent that you need, and then are willing and able to work for Sat7. Now, God has always provided, but it is sometimes a challenge with some of these specific jobs. So God would provide the right people.
Well, let's pray, and I want to lead us in prayer about those specific things right now. Lord, thank you for the ministry of Sat7 and for Rex's leadership and for others who are involved here on the U.S. team. Lord, there's some physical needs and challenges, as Rex indicated, that sometimes seem to multiply, and it indicated that seems like that's happening right now. And I pray that you would intervene in each of those situations. Sometimes the issue is grief. People have lost loved ones, lost parents. Perhaps some are suffering health issues, some struggling with financial issues or maybe other kinds of issues. But Lord, I pray for your intervention to meet those physical needs and challenges of the Sat7 team here in the USA. And Lord, for the international team, many of them working in Cyprus and having an impact from there to the Middle East and North Africa, and providing programming in Arabic and in Farsi and in Turkish and in Dari. And Lord, I just pray that you would provide the new people that are needed to help sustain the programming. I think especially the children's programming, and pray that you'd provide the people for that. And Lord, there's always with ministries like Sat7 financial needs, and I pray that you would lay it on the hearts of your people even now to prayerfully consider what you would have them do to support this ministry, whether on a monthly basis, a one-time gift, maybe a stock gift or something of that nature. Lord, I pray that you would just lay that on the hearts of your people and just abundantly and generously provide for those needs. We claim that verse that talks about how you're able in Ephesians 3:20 to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. And we pray those things for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Rex, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing, and I just felt led at this point in the program for us to take some time to pray for your people there, and I'll encourage our listening family just to keep reaching out in prayer for you guys.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Now, we're talking about some of the things that people thought were not in Scripture that actually were. Rex mentioned being as old as Methuselah. That's certainly, he was as old as anybody ever was. But the house divided among itself, people quote that as from Abraham Lincoln, and Abraham Lincoln pulled it right out of the Gospels. And so that's something that we need to be aware of. But I think you had some more of those as well.
Well, there's one like, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Of course, Solomon said that. When someone does something wrong or judgment is coming, sometimes you hear the expression, well, the writing is on the wall.
Mm.
That's right out of the book of Daniel.
Yes.
You hear the reference to the straight and narrow.
Yes.
You know, wide is the way and broad is destruction. So that phrase, of course, from the Gospels. Or a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, we've heard
also,
that.
Also, of course, yeah. Right out of the Gospel.
Yeah. Now, I've heard some of these phrases in old movies. Is that kind of a common source of some biblical references?
Well, it is. I think it's a fun one. By old movie, I mean the black and whites from the 1930s, 40s, and maybe early, mid-50s.
Yeah.
And you'll hear things like, if there's a woman of ill repute, a woman who is maybe dishonest or immoral, invariably, especially in the oldest movies, she's called a Jezebel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That comes up. And I think, how many people even know what that is?
Right out of Ahab's wife.
Queen in the Old Testament kind of set the standard for evil among women.
Yeah.
You hear the phrase, God moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, but it's not Scripture.
You're not in Scripture, no.
No, it comes from a poem in the 1700s that started out, God moves in mysterious ways. You hear, he's going to bite the dust.
Yeah.
that comes, that's not actually specifically like that in Scripture. In Scripture says, lick the dust. Yeah. It's one of David's enemies in the book of Psalms.
And it also talks about in one place where man will return to the dust from which he came. I think that's another reference there. Music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ashes, dust to dust is another one.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more on Encouragement Live. Stay right with us, friend. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
The story of Scripture exists to fuel your passion as a believer toward a journey of deeper engagement in the full narrative of Scripture.
All this Bible that we have, it's all connected, and it's one continuous story that starts in Genesis, but to show the continuity of that is an exciting thing.
To learn more or sign up, including the Cornerstone event June 14th and 15th at the Westin Galleria in Dallas, visit thestoryofscripture.org. That's thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
To learn more about the ministry of Sat7 and Dr. Rex Rogers' leadership of that great ministry touching people's lives through satellite television and internet connectivity in the Middle East and North Africa in a number of different languages and to different peoples, reach out to sat7usa.org. Or you can download the Sat7 USA app or the app that was there for a long time, Sat7 P, and Rex, I can't read my writing now. What was the original Sat7 app?
Sat7USA.org?
Okay, yes.
Oh, the original
Plus. Sat7 Plus. All of a sudden I realized it. It's terrible when you can't read your own handwriting. I used to tell people there are literally three people in America who can read my writing, and I'm not one of them. So glad you figured that out. Sat7 Plus is the other website. If you have people that live in the Middle East or North Africa, people in this country who speak Arabic or Farsi or Turkish, and we were watching the graduation ceremony for my granddaughter today, and I was amazed at the number of people with Arabic names, this graduation from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm thinking, boy, you know, there's a lot of people who could stand to watch your programming here in the United States as well. So
sure.
Let's go to the phones again, 855-586-5433. Marion is listening tonight in Alabama. Go ahead, Marion. You're on the air with us.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yes, sir, I have misquoted Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24 for years.
Okay.
I would say he that spares his rod spoils the child, because that is what I was hearing people say.
Yes.
And then someone corrected me and said, no, it's not he that spares his rod spoils the child. It says he that spares his rod hateth his son.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my goodness, that's even worse.
Yes, it is. And you know what, Marion? That's one that I have heard many times. I'm so glad you called our attention to it, because I had relatives who would quote it, spare the rod and spoil the child. They would just put it together that way. And Rex, I'm sure you heard that as well. Marion's called our attention to a more serious statement out of Proverbs.
Well, sure. It goes back to the point is that parents need to discipline their children. I was thinking in the last 2 days, and I even posted it on Facebook, that when I was a kid, I was actually told that if I get in trouble at school, I'm going to be in more trouble when I get home.
Yes.
And a lot of people weighed in on that and said, yeah, I remember that too. And then I asked, well, I wonder how many are doing that now. Well, not very many.
Yeah, I was. Not very many. In fact, I weighed in on that twice. Once I said yes, I heard that many times. And I bet, Marion, you probably heard that before as well. If you were in trouble in school, you'd be in bigger trouble at home.
Yes, that was the era that I came up in school. And when I got home and I did something wrong, I could look forward to getting a discipline from my mother when I got home.
Well, my dad had a Marine Corps belt that hung on a nail in the back behind the door in the bathroom. And I used to tell people it had a sign over it that said, I need thee every hour. But it didn't. It wasn't quite that bad. Mother, we had an apple tree in the backyard, and Mother loved to get a switch off the apple tree. And so that discipline, Rex, I suspect your parents found ways to discipline you as well.
Well, they did, and I think to current younger ears, it almost sounds mean, like you don't love your children. Oh, my goodness, you would beat your children. No, they didn't beat me, but they spanked me.
Sure.
And they did because they loved me and they wanted to keep me out of the trouble.
Yeah.
And wanted me to learn. And that's what's so often missing today. And it's why we're seeing what we're seeing in these school videos that come out where kids have no sense of accountability or respect for authority.
And Marion, you pointed out this difference of Proverbs 13:24, and it reminds me of the book of Hebrews in the 12th chapter, where it says, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines and spanks every son that he loves. And it talks about our earthly parents demonstrate their love for us by disciplining us. So you've called our attention to something really good. Let me pray for you tonight. Lord, thank you for Marion. Thank you for the fact that she's called our attention to this reference in Proverbs, that we need to understand that if we don't, as parents, exercise discipline, loving discipline toward our children, then we're demonstrating the fact that we really don't love them. So help us to follow that exhortation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Marion. God bless.
God bless you.
855-586-5433. Rex, what would you say is the danger of the fake Bible quotes that we've touched on tonight?
Well, you can mislead people unintentionally to believe things that are in the Bible that aren't there. And that can, of course, cause them to be misinformed in their decision-making, or can actually misdirect them in their lives. So you can hurt them spiritually, even if you have no intention of doing so. So it behooves us to be good stewards of our speech as unto the Lord, so that we have a good testimony.
Yeah, I go back to that reference we talked about earlier. Let your conversation always be filled with grace and seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer to everyone. So important that we do that. And again, from Ephesians 4, not letting any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, not tearing others down, so that it may benefit those who listen. We need to allow the Spirit of God to control our tongues, because as you pointed out from James 3, Rex, the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil filled with deadly poison.
Yeah, only the Spirit of God can step in and help us to control the tongue.
Yeah, no question about that. We've talked about the danger of some of the things could be misleading. Do you have a couple more of those dangerous, shall we say, expressions that people think are biblical but really aren't?
Well, I think it's a couple of the most common today. And if you watch afternoon television, you hear this, follow your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Follow your heart. That is not biblical. And the reason is my heart is deceitful and wicked.
Yeah.
And that will get me in trouble. Another one is live your truth. Well, I don't have any truth that's different from objective, absolute truth. That one is, of course, common today. Or be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good, except that, again, it can be quite selfish or narcissistic. It can leave God out of the equation, and then we're in trouble.
Yeah, and that whole thing of your truth, that's probably one of the more popular of the last few years. Everybody's coming up with your truth, and there is no such thing as your truth, my truth, or anybody else's. There is only God's truth, absolute truth. It's like the law of gravity. If you treated the law of gravity like that's not my truth, you'd wind up falling and being seriously injured or killed.
Another one is God wants you to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get a divorce because God wants me to be happy. Well, where did you get that? It's not in the Bible.
Absolutely not. And, that one's certainly not realistic. In fact, God never promised happiness. And sometimes people translate the Beatitudes as these are happy. But if you think about it, he's talking about people that mourn, people that that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So obviously there's a deeper meaning to that word Makarios there than just the concept of happiness, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're due to glorify God.
Yeah.
God will bless us, and we will have joy. And we're commanded to have joy, but joy is different, as you know, from happiness.
Yeah.
And that's, the one disagreement we have, Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that was an Enlightenment idea.
Yes.
But pursuit of happiness can get us in trouble.
And there's been no question about how that has happened in many instances. Rex, I want to draw this thing in with a question about, is there a way that our knowledge of some of these common phrases drawn from the Bible might help us bridge a gap to be able to share our testimony with others and maybe lead them to Christ?
I think if we listen closely and if other people use phrases, whether they recognize them or not, like fight the good fight, or they refer to being a good Samaritan, or better to give than receive, and we know those are biblical, then it's an opportunity to enter the conversation in a really low-level and non-invasive, respectful way and point out, hey, that's a biblical concept, a biblical idea. And it opens up a conversation.
Very good. And friends, you might think about some of the statements that we've talked about tonight, some of which originated and are in Scripture that people use. And then there's some that are not in Scripture. And even in addressing those, let's do so in a gracious way. Not, well, you're crazy that you would bring that up. You are wrong. Let's be kind and gracious there. Rex, is there such a thing as Christianese or Christian lingo that can affect us in our daily lives?
I think so. When we were young married years ago, we recognized that because it was in grad school. We had a number of fellow students over, and I don't know what words we used, but we quickly realized that they didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
When we say things like fellowship, I mean, that's any Christian spending time in church, they know what that means, but the average person may not. Or we talk about worship service, or even the phrase born again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. May not be something that translates to non-church attending people or non-Christian people.
Yeah, we need to be very...
It's not bad to use those phrases. We just have to explain them and understand what that means.
Make them clear. And so we want to take just a minute at the end of this program to make it clear that if the way to become born again is by admitting that you're a sinner and can't save yourself, which is true of all of us. Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 says the penalty for sin is death. But Romans 5:8 says that God proved his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He rose again from the dead the third day to guarantee that if you placed your trust in him, you could have eternal life. We'd love for you to reach out to us and let us know of your interest in trusting Christ and being sure that you have trusted him as Savior. And tonight, I would encourage you as a believer to pray for the ministry of Sat7 and to consider supporting that ministry in a financial way. They're doing such a great job in the Middle East and North Africa, and we are grateful for our partnership with Sat7. The web address again, sat7usa.org. Great topic tonight, Rex. Great creativity. Sure enjoyed it, brother.
A lot of fun.
Yes, it has been. And friend, let's remember those who gave their lives in service to our country this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for joining us. Our web address, encouragementlive.org. Thank you for joining us, and good night.